Our guest in the cafe today is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Doing great, and you brought someone with you today.
I did. I brought a guest. His name is Neil Clark, and he's on the Delta Hope House Board of Directors, and he's a very good volunteer for them.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming, Neil. So there's a big event coming up.
Well, that's right. That's one of the reasons I'm here today. There is a big event. The annual fundraiser for the Delta Hope House, which is the food pantry for Delta County, is February the 24th from 5 to 7 p.m., and we're also going to have an auction of donated items starting at 6:30 that same evening. So we're looking for the support of the community. It is our annual fundraiser, and that's how we raise funds to feed the needy. We're not a food bank. We're actually a food pantry. Hmm. And as a food pantry, we're supported out of the Northeast Texas Food Bank in Dallas.
I see. So that's Saturday evening, February 24th.
That is correct. It's Saturday evening, February the 24th from 5 to 7 p.m.
And the Civic Center in Cooper?
That is correct. We're not the primary source of food for the needy. In essence, we're an extra benefit. We're not food stamps or a subsistence program. So in essence, we're a pantry. You know, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. That was organized within the community several years ago by the local churches. Now it's kind of grown into a community affair where we have, obviously, volunteers that work and operate the food pantry.
Do you have any other source of revenue and income other than this annual event?
Well, we have a raffle at the end of the year during the Cotton Fest that we've done that will raise funds for us. And also we accept donations. The local churches within Delta County support us monetarily, as well as individuals. So between this annual fundraiser, the churches within Delta County, and individuals, that's our total source of income.
Any idea how many people you serve on a weekly basis, monthly basis?
Well, on a monthly basis, it varies a little bit seasonally, but on average, it's probably a little over 220 to 230 families within the county.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's quite a few people for such a small.
It's quite a few. Yeah, if you look at the statistics for Delta County, within the poverty level, there's probably about 21% of the county's population within the poverty level. And so what we really do with the food pantry, we're able to give subsistence where people don't have to make hard decisions. And what I mean by hard decisions, if you have a few dollars, do you buy food or do you buy medicine? Or do you buy fuel for your car because you have to, you do have a job, you know, like the working poor, and you've got to get someplace. So the pantry is able to give some relief to those individuals so they don't have to make hard decisions. And ultimately, too, we don't want any children to go hungry within the county.
We're talking with Neil Clark, and Neil is on the board with the Delta Hope House, and also Cindy Roller with the Cooper Review is sitting in. This is mostly, I guess, boxed food, canned food that you all provide?
It's a little bit of everything. We're fortunate that our facility is in the old school cafeteria for Cooper High School. So we have the ability with both having refrigeration area, and we also have a large frozen area. The food bank delivers both refrigerated food, canned food, dry goods, as well as frozen food. And so when we have money and funding, then we're able to, in essence, buy things or have them shipped from the Northeast Texas Food Bank directly to Cooper. We get food delivered to Cooper on our Delta County on Wednesday, and we distribute on Thursdays.
Every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
What are the hours?
We serve from 9 to noon, and then on the fourth Tuesday of the month, we support from 4:30 to 8.
Well, let's talk about the fundraising event. This is a stew and chili supper?
That's right. It's a chili and stew supper, sorry, by my tongue. I want to say stew and chili, and I get confused on that.
Either way.
We have several organizations and churches within the community are all competing to who can make the best stew or the best chili.
Oh.
And we'll have that. Then we're also going to have desserts and tea and drinks to go with that. And also, it's $5 is the contribution we're asking for you to come have your chili or stew supper. And also, we're going to have 32-ounce cups for people that can buy for $5 a cup or stew or chili, a large cup or stew or chili to take home with them.
Oh, good. Now, is there Delta County stew the way there's Hopkins County stew? Do you have a special recipe?
I think it depends on who you talk to. Some are extremely proud of their chili stew and or chili, and then some of them are very proud of their chicken stew, and then some like just a little bit of spice. So I think it depends on who you talk to and what day you talk to them.
If you've got some hunters, liable to get some, you don't know what you might get in
the
subway.
That's one of the things, hunters for the hungry, do consume food.
Right.
And we do get venison occasionally for that. But I think this is pretty much going to be straight
pretty standard
moo cow and chicken, I think, we're going to have this time.
All right. Neil, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
And Cindy, we'll visit again with you soon. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.